Good morning, everybody. Respected Mr. Narasayya, the chief guest of the day, Mr. Axel Sorum, acting counsel of the German consulate in Chennai, Mr. Srinivas Raghavan, vice president of Sundaram Finance, Mr. Muthaya, noted historian, and the others who have gathered, Mr. Krishnan, Mr. Krishnan from the Hindu, the prime motivator of this, part of this gallery, and the others who have assembled here. We have on the dais august personalities from diverse fields, all working towards a common cause, and that is the heritage of Chennai. We have with us Mr. Narasayya, a marine engineer associated with ports and with shipbuilding throughout his career, and even after his retirement, he thought it fit to continue to be associated with ports, and I associate Madras, I mean his association with the port, with that of the city of Madras. He has contributed to the history of Madras, a monologue which he has brought out. And then of course now he has recently brought out one on Madurai also. And last but not the least, on the port of Madras, in association with Mr. Muthaya, and is continuing in his endeavors to work towards the heritage of Chennai. I welcome you, sir, on this International Museums Day, which is being organized at Fort Museum with the theme Fort St. George. To make a gallery of this stature, of course, we have quite a considerable collection on Fort St. George, but it has got enriched with the collection that has been donated to the museum by Mr. Krishnan of the Hindu, his personal collection of photographs of Madras of the early 20th century. We also have some views, aquatints, of say the late 18th century and the early 19th century. And his collection is a continuation of 19th into 20th. So probably Mr. Krishnan again is the best person to bring Madras of the 21st century also, because we need a continuation. And I was just talking with him and I said that we should bring every aspect of Madras into, you know, a common platform, so that youngsters will be in a position to appreciate the whole history of this city. And in this endeavor of his, he has been associated with Mr. Axel Sorer of the German consulate, who have been kind enough to come forward and help him in the preservation and the restoration of the glass negatives from which these photographs have been made. Germany and India have indeed a very, very close association right from the days of the Rig Veda. And in Mr. Sora, we have another continuation of this, in that he is working very hard towards the heritage of Chennai. I welcome you, sir. A number of business houses have also always been associated with anything Chennai. If you take Parry and Company, if you take TVS Sundaram Iyengar itself, if you take Simpson and Company, at every point of time, they have been associated with Chennai, they have been associated with Madras, they have been associated with the growth of the city also. And Sundaram Finance is not far behind. In association with the German consulate, they have also contributed their might in the preservation of these negatives, and apart from this, Mr. Srinivas Raghavan is working towards the, shall I say, the sustenance of the Madras heritage, the Chennai heritage, in the organization of programs at Nageshwara Park, which the Sundaram Finance have adopted, the park that has been adopted by Sundaram Finance, and he organizes weekly programs. One, it enriches the culture, and second, he gives a real boost to the child artists. I welcome you, sir, to this gathering. Mr. Muthaya is too well known a name. He is Madras. So, yes, virtually he is Madras, and his writings have really exposed, or rather enlivened, people about the growth of the city of Madras. And anything on Madras, you definitely find his name on it. I welcome you, sir, to this Museums Day celebrations. I have a small request to make. My request is, like how Mr. Krishnan has come forward to donate his collection of old photographs, if we could find like-minded people. The museum is a storage house of all things that are a thing of the past. And Fort Museum in particular is associated and concentrates only on the city of Madras, because it's a period museum under the Archaeological Survey of India. And if it is possible to get donations, or if you get gifts of Madras, anything, any aspect, anything associated with the place, then it would be really welcome to the museum and its collection. With these few words, I welcome all of you, sirs, for this August inauguration. Thank you.